party got to know each other and very quickly got their first quest from a random dwarf woman. Cliff tries to play an amiable gnome, but it's rough going. Don't blame him. He's trying his best. Let's roll.
I actually have an age for him, so he's now officially 12.
Okay.
Just so, I mean, I don't know if you know anything about Warforged, but they tend to be between 2 and 30.
And then they die.
Then they usually
get killed. So what is a Warforged? I'm not familiar with those.
They're like big robots.
They look like robot metal people.
Yeah, I don't like that.
But they're not like, you know, they're not like, they look like this. But they're not like clunky, you know what I mean?
No, they look very, very cool.
But it's definitely not something you would normally see.
So it's getting late. The woman, what's her name? Lynn Trollbane.
Do you want me to tell you some things about Warforged if you didn't look them up?
Sure.
Okay. Just for your, since they're not a normal race, they have something called, constructed resilience. That's like their main thing. They have advantage on against being poisoned and resistant to poison.
That makes sense.
They don't need to eat, drink, or breathe.
I knew that.
They're immune to disease.
That makes sense.
And they don't need sleep, and magic can't put them to sleep.
Oh, okay.
So they do need a rest, but they don't actually sleep. They just remain, they're kind of like elves. They kind of remain motionless.
So like 4 hours, like to like
yeah,
elves.
6 hours, but
okay.
They essentially can, they can be the guard people, you know.
Right.
They get plus one to armor.
That makes sense.
The armor, when they don and doff it, actually like becomes part of them.
Oh.
So they can take it off, but it takes an hour.
So they actually can sleep in their armor.
They don't really sleep, but yeah.
But I mean, you know what I mean. Like,
yeah, they don't have to take it off. They just kind of like...
their armor. Okay.
These guys are freaking me out.
We like to think about stuff.
The little gnomes like... Plus they're bigger than humans, right?
No, the one is smaller.
Yeah, once the Smite's 6.5 feet.
Highest is like 5-something.
Yeah, Smite. Oh, yeah, he's okay. About 5 feet. He's
so smaller. They're about the same.
Yeah, yeah. They're not too. They're not like Goliaths.
Okay, so you go back to the inn and, hey, like you hear at the bar. Hey, you guys hear about what happened in Dugan's Hole? I'm thinking apparently there's like werewolves that are outside of the town. Some as big as a horse, way smarter than normal wolves, killing people.
Are we overhearing this or something?
You're overhearing this. Okay. And they're like, yeah, I did hear something like that. That's pretty crazy. And the other guy goes, yeah, did you hear about there's a band of adventurers in Targos that are planning to make up the side of Kelvin's Karn. They're trying to find Oyamon Tarkal. A Goliath lycanthrope who can transform into a polar bear.
Hold on. So werewolves outside of Dugan. Dugan?
No, they're just wolves.
Wolves outside of Dugan's Hole.
Oh, I thought I heard you say werewolves.
No, they're winter wolves.
Winter wolves.
Those are good hole wolves.
He's like, Jesus Christ, werewolves already. We can...
and Oyamon Tarkal.
I have no idea how to pronounce say that.
O Y M I N A R T O K.
Okay.
Is a Goliath lycanthrope who can transform into a polar bear.
Goliath.
And there's an expedition going to look for him. And you overhear that one other guy says.
Is that also in Dugan's Hall?
No, that's in Targos. And you hear the one guy go, yeah, I heard, and this is going to be bad for them, in Tourmaline, one of the gem mines closed. Apparently there's a gang of kobolds took it over, and they're killing people that go into the mine. So
sounds like we have a few tasks.
It's crazy shit going on around here, guys. Crazy shit. Not here, though. We're cool.
Not here specifically.
Not here, really.
Who's saying this? Just people in the bar?
People at the bar, chatting around. Just chatting. You're overhearing. He's probably staring at them. And they're like, oh, what? Oh. Okay, weirdo.
He's not weird. He's warforged.
Aw. He's starting to love him.
He's a child.
He's already starting to love him. I didn't. But whatever.
Stop trying to fuck the warforged.
Please leave me alone. I'm just drinking my beer. So, I'm assuming you're going to take a rest for the day.
Do we have to ask the innkeeper or something?
I mean, no, not really.
Or no, that's where we rent the dog sleds.
That's where we rent the dog, if we want them.
If we want them.
But we'll probably have to have a place to stay the night, unless we want to stand outside in the cold.
Yeah.
Which probably is not good.
No.
We need a place to rest.
Yeah.
So, I'm trying to see if it's the time for the sacrifice.
Oh my god.
So what they do for the sacrifice is...
Do they do it every night?
They do it every week.
Every week,
okay. So in Bryn Shandar, they... There it is. So when... So every afternoon before the new moon, every month. So let me roll a percentage die, see if it's around that time. It is not. But you know that every month what they do is they hold lotteries, and the unlucky person whose name is drawn is sacrificed at nightfall. They're stripped bare and either tied to a post or sent into the tundra. And there's been a lot of...
That's in some of the big towns, right?
That's the big towns. And there's been a lot of accusations of the lotteries being rigged.
Mm.
So, yeah.
I mean, that makes sense.
Well, and that's one of the things that Hilm said is that I think these were people that rigged the lottery, and that's why they got killed for it.
That rigged the lottery.
Rigged.
Rigged. Okay.
Yeah.
Oh, so rigged. She thinks that they were killed... For being corrupt.
Well, for she thinks that he might be doing Arl's work.
Mm.
The Frost Maiden.
Well, Sephiroth might not be such a bad guy.
No, he's bad.
Oh.
Arl's bad.
Oh.
She's
But aren't these people that he killed also bad?
They're corrupt. I mean, I don't... To be honest, I wouldn't want to fucking be in the lottery, but, you know, if I could get out of it, I would.
Fucking be in the lottery.
Mm.
Pious. He's trying to figure out this word.
Please. You need to figure out how to teach your friend how to curse.
He's not my friend.
Curses are bad.
Well, I'm sorry. There are curses where you are cursed by a magical means.
Mm-hmm.
And then there's curse words that are just improper to say.
Mm-hmm.
Like fuck.
Mm.
Or cunt.
People say it a lot, though.
They do, which is weird.
Why are there even words that we're not supposed to say?
You know why.
I like how you're playing into the
That's just... Sometimes you need to get your point across. Sometimes.
We'll see. By the way, the gnome left.
Yeah, I...
You have to take a big fuck outside, I think.
Yeah. Anyway, there's...
All right, so Smiter has noted that we're looking for for Sephic. You said Torga was the owner of this traveling group?
Torg. Torg's traveling group. It might be, yeah, you might be right. It's Torga, I think. You're right.
Torga, okay.
Yeah, Torga.
So we're looking for Sephic, and we decided we probably might as well head up to Tourmaline,
mm-hmm.
Which there is a gem mine closed. So that seems to, Smiter said, that kind of does two for one. I'm going to check out that place.
Yeah.
I mean, we, you know, we were kind of together, Pius and Smiter, like as a little group of friends, but we're willing to split any gold or treasure we find. You know, make the job a little easier. We're looking for like artifacts and stuff. It's like a religious thing for us.
I'll stay with you for a while.
Pi says, "Yeah, we're building our god."
Sorry, what?
We're building our god If we get enough religious artifacts, we can build them, we think.
Okay. I need some gold to continue on doing what I was doing, so.
Yeah. Are we currently deciding if we're doing it or not? Until we're done?
No. He was just chatting, letting them know.
He's trying to make friends.
Yeah. Trying to get to know you guys.
I guess as a gnome, I'd be kind of personable.
Can you play a character like that? Oh my god.
too personable.
Dude, your dog spun around when you did that. What?
So, yeah. So you're in the inn, and out of the... the door bursts open, and three stocky figures bundled in cold weather gear stumble towards you.
Man, lots of shit's happening in this town.
A lot of shit happens.
that's a curse word. Shit.
Well, that's Miter. He knows those.
They have snowshoes.
I know shit.
Their backs and ice picks fastened to their belts, and two of them have thick beards. The third holds up a gloved hand and says, "Well met, I'm Hurin. And these are my friends, Korix and Storn. We need help, and you look like you could help us."
Are they talking to us?
Yeah. Huh. You're the only ones in adventuring gear. Everyone else is just in cold weather shit.
No, we're in cold weather gear.
Yeah, but you have swords and
shields
and weapons.
And the two of the four of us are shiny.
Yeah.
Someone sinks back into the shadows a little bit.
So does the half drow.
She says, if you're interested, we can. I think we can make it lucrative for you.
Maybe we can listen. Smiter says.
Okay. We're the survivors of a group of dwarves tasked with delivering a sled of iron ingots to Bryn Shander. Mm-hmm. A yeti surprised us and killed a member of our group. The rest of us fled as the yeti tore Ubok. Oh, poor Ubok. Limb from limb. Now we need someone to go back and get the sled for us.
Pia says they need those limbs, right? And Sweater's like, yeah.
As payment, we're going to offer each of you, a 50 gold gemstone. Mm-hmm. And
is there more than one yeti?
We don't know. The one yeti just tore Ubok apart and we ran.
Smiter says, where was this? You were on your way to Prince Shandir.
We're on our way. That's why we're here now. We were on our way and then.
Yeah. I'm saying, where were you coming from? Yeah.
We were coming from.
Suspicious he doesn't know.
I don't know. I don't know. I don't know where I am. Just do it. Kelvin, they were coming from Kelvin's Karn.
Calvin Klein?
Kelvin's Klein. Yeah, Kelvin's Karn.
Well, we have to head up towards Tourmaline, and then I guess we would travel over, right?
Yeah.
I'm just saying, if we were to head that way.
Yeah, I mean, if you could take a look for us, that'd be great. I mean, we need to deliver those.
What do you want us to bring? Ingots. You want us to bring the ingots back?
Bring the ingots back. They need them. And, you know, if you bring the ingots back, we'll give each of you 50 gold, which is way more than the ingots are worth. So, you know, you each get a 50 gold.
Why would you pay us more than they're worth?
Because we need the iron. Mm.
Mm. Technically, things are worth what you pay for them.
Exactly.
Congratulations, this iron is now more expensive.
Economy.
Whoa.
All right. It's gonna take us a little while to head up there and back and forth. And
I don't think the iron's going anywhere.
All right. Just didn't know if you were time sensitive.
Nope. Miter says. There's a yeti, fucking up there, screaming his head off. So I think
it's really easy to find.
He's fucking up there.
That's probably why he's yelling.
I think the iron will be at least safe from marauders.
Very passionate lover. I found that with yetis. Yeah, Sylvan's been in a few in his time.
Ew.
Yeah. Once you get past all the fur, I'm pretty good.
I think if a yeti fucked you, you'd explode.
That's why I thought.
Only if he lets him finish inside of
him. Off. Do you know hamsters explode when you fuck them?
At least
everyone I fucked.
Okay.
All right. Well, so, we want to stay the night at the inn, and then we'll head out in the morning.
You guys just got four quests.
I know. Fucking. Actually, we have five quests.
Yeah, five. Sorry.
Don't worry, I'm writing things down.
Good.
I noticed the lack of scribbling on that on the other side of things.
Yeah, over here too, there's a line.
You've always done it for me, so I assume Big Bean swaps out for you and he'll just pick up those duties, and he never does.
Nope.
You would think as like a DM, he would be good about those takings.
When I am a player, I am much, much more caution to the wind.
which makes sense because he had a lack of attuned items.
Yeah.
After 17 adventures.
Exactly.
I don't think he's very good at this game.
It's pretty awful, actually.
So Smiter says to the Scram Shack, Scram Sacks.
Nutsack.
He's like, I think we're gonna need a room for the night.
Yeah. She paid for you. You guys got a room.
Oh, cool.
Thanks, Hilden.
We all
pretty great. She's gone.
We all
All
separate rooms?
No. You paid for two rooms.
Dude, I don't know these people. I'm not bunking up with them.
Well, she paid for two rooms. You want to?
Spider says we don't lay in a bed, really.
If you want to pay an extra gold piece, then
I'll pay an extra gold piece to get my own room.
Weirdo.
He has a noble background. He's not going to sit here and bunk up with a bunch of fucking randos.
You're so small, though. You could just fucking like sleep
in a
drawer. Yeah, you could just sleep in a drawer like a little orphan kid.
Is that what Scram Shacks is saying, though?
Yeah.
You could sleep in a drawer, though.
You could, like, just like we'll put a pillow in a drawer. You can.
Do you have no specific rooms?
Like? I use Minor Illusion to make it look like one of his bottles burst into flames.
He looked back. He's like, that's not going to get me. You see that fucking talking fish?
Stupid motherfucker.
Pius makes hands. It. Pius pokes the fish so it starts singing again.
Well, first it tries to bite him. And then it starts singing. I'm not singing it again.
Aw.
I know what you're doing.
Well, he likes it.
It's great. He sang it.
Yeah.
So.
Nice.
Yeah, he's like, fucking old lady, man. Hate that fucking
thing. Pius says, can I bring this to the rooms for the night?
No. Sorry. He's kind of become a mainstay here, so we're not. I mean, I'd love if you just fucking took him, but
I was hoping you would say yes so that it would super annoy his character.
All night. They're trying to sleep in the fucking fish.
Over here in the room next door, like, is, yeah, you hear this stupid fucking song.
I hate this fucking song.
Next day, I'm just humming it.
All right.
What's your character? And we're back.
We ordered wingies.
We ordered wingies.
Like it.
Which, if you are listening, that is not a real place.
Everyone knows that.
Slang for wings.
Everyone knows that, but you.
Well, I know that now.
I mean, now you do. After
nice.
Some embarrassing times.
There's some.
So
fruitless Google searches.
We're gonna.
What the fuck is this place? I can't find one in 50 fucking miles of me.
So we go to rest for the night. You go in your own room, right?
I think that's how it went. It's like, where are you guys getting wingies? I don't even understand.
I want to order them.
They sound great.
My friends are talking them up so much.
Yes, I go and I sleep in my own room.
So then we go in the other room.
No, there's two rooms.
There's two more rooms.
So the Warforge can get their own room because they'll freak me
out. I thought she only paid for one room.
She paid for two.
Oh.
Because so he's got one, I have one, and the Warforge.
She figured two beds in each room.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Yeah, but little Lord Fauntleroy over here decided he wanted to
get his Smiter's like, you want to go up and play Go Fish for a while? But he's like, hell yeah.
I think that's adorable. They end up going downstairs after hours and ripping old Bitey off the wall.
That actually is a big thing. If you'd like, if they overheard you say go fish, he said, by the way, that's a big thing around here. If you want to buy some fishing gear and go out on the lake and catch some knucklehead trout,
it's a fucking card game, you idiot! Shut up! I throw a shoe at him.
Pius is like, I'd like to go fishing.
What's your alignment?
I'm pretty good at
it. Neutral.
You're good at fishing?
Well, then go fishing.
No, not the card game. It's actually like catching fish.
Ooh.
Catching real fish. They're big too.
They sing? No. Pius is like, Smiter's like, can we sell the fish here?
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, you get like 5 copper a piece.
Mm.
That's a lot of work for not a whole lot of return.
Mm.
But they're good eating.
Who cares?
Just saying. All right.
Well. How much for fishing gear?
4 gold.
Oh, that's a lot.
That's what they do tonight. They just go
fishing. Do the people fish at night?
No.
No.
No, it's too cold.
You're fine. You're a robot. You don't get cold.
They get cold still.
You can. I mean, a lot of people, what they've been doing lately is, since everything's been frozen out, they've been cutting holes and doing that. But, you know, a good knucklehead trout, they'll drag you fucking in the water.
Mm. Maybe. So you tell Spider or Pius, he's like, maybe later, you know, if we have
okay.
time.
I'm just
no,
putting it out there for you.
Thank you.
Yeah, you realize that the guy's actually pretty nice now. Yeah he's not. He
Pius
just,
says, fuck, thanks.
What?
They head up to their room. Mm-mm, penny go fish.
Fuck, thanks.
So you have a deck of cards, I'm assuming.
Fuck, thanks.
Pius is going to win everyone over with his lack of ability to curse.
That dude's adorable, everyone says.
Love that guy.
Just completely ignorant of everything.
All right, hold on.
We're back.
All right. So we all take a nice nighty night.
Sure.
No, oh, I mean the Warforged are just staring at each other.
Yeah. That's fucking weird.
Thinking about stuff.
Thinking about stuff.
Where do fish come from?
The ocean.
They're always in the water. That's
how they breathe.
How'd they get there?
So yeah, the night's uneventful. You wake up to a smell of fish being cooked.
Mm-hmm.
That's pretty much all they have, like fish. Lots of fish.
I fucking hate this area.
There's no, I mean, you don't see many other animals. You can get wolf meat. They have some wolf meat, but
like elk, moose, deer, venison.
Not a lot.
I have rations.
We have some fish too.
You're gonna eat your own rations at the inn.
Fish stew. It's five copper.
No, honestly, I wasn't paying attention. I thought he was preparing
us
for the journey.
Yeah, I'll take fish stew.
Okay, five copper, please. Okay.
And what were the other choices? I'm sorry.
You got a razor from the character sheet, please. Five copper. That means it's nine silver pieces and five copper pieces.
Did you anyway, take it out into the other room?
So
you
fish stew.
What were the choices?
We have fish stew. We have fish.
Smiter says we don't eat. It's fine.
Okay. We also have some wolf meat, wolf steak.
How much is that?
Wolf steak. That's five silver.
I'll just take the fish soup.
It's stew.
Who cares?
Copper. Five copper, please. Mm-hmm. He brings out a fish stew. It's actually pretty good. Because that's pretty much all they know how to cook.
Spider says, I hear they have wolf eggs as well. That was right.
Everything's wolf around here.
Constantly eating wolf.
I mean, you guys are...
I fucking hate that place.
You guys got choices.
Yeah. Spider thinks it makes sense to head up to Termaline.
So as you leave the inn,
bye.
The guys that were kind of dicks look at you and go, yeah. I knew it.
You knew what?
You just looked like the kind of guy that would buy a black iron blade.
You looked like the kind of guy that would bang another dude.
Maybe I am.
This is a newer campaign, so they don't take offense to this.
There is a lot of that. he goes, yeah, you look... I bought a black iron blade. Good for you.
You look like you can't afford anything but a black iron blade.
Really?
Yeah.
Because if you look at this sword, this is a real sword.
Is it?
You basically have a toy.
Yeah, okay. You want to take this outside?
You are outside.
Sure.
Yeah. All right, let's go outside.
All right, he's a level 10 veteran.
That's okay. I bumped me up to level 16.
I don't know if you want to do that. But, like, it's cool, you know, being the aloof level 1 guy until you have to fight a level 10 guy. Like, then we can do it.
Automon's done it a few times.
Probably.
Hey, is the paladin ready to bring me up?
I mean, you know.
I mean, he's got his buddies, too.
I mean, they're not going to fight you. Right, Smiter.
Guys, just be like, fuck off.
All right. Loser.
Peasant.
Okay.
Does the sword he held up look any real different?
It's not great.
Yeah.
You hold up the black iron blade, and you're like, it's a little. There's some pits, and it, you know, it's a little bit cracked in areas. It's not.
I mean, the sword he was holding up.
The other sword.
Oh no, that sword looked good. It was like oiled and shiny. And
Smiter goes, where did you get that sword?
There's other blacksmiths that are way better than black iron. Mm. Black iron's kind of like the entry level, like. Blades, mm-hmm. Sorry. But,
mine has seen use. Yours is too shiny.
Has it? I mean, you just bought it. I know you just bought it because it's got fucking black iron blades on it.
And Pi says he used it to put butter on his bread.
Oh.
Pi, you're not helping. I never said how it was used.
He said that's pretty much the only thing they're good for.
Mm. What's your problem, dude?
What's your problem?
Fireball.
I'm 3 feet tall and I don't know many spells.
Oh, that's a problem.
That's not great. So.
Anyway, I'm just fucking with you. Relax there, Mr. Dark Mysterious. Don't get all offended.
Pius says, I'm Pius.
Hi, Pius. Frenier's kind of got an attitude.
Well,
did you start it?
Yeah. I did, yeah.
Okay.
Anyway. They're just dicks.
Oh, man.
Like, as the DM, they're like, every town has dicks. These guys are just dicks. All right,
they're
well equipped and.
I mean, Smiter doesn't like them.
High level.
Because they're kind of threatening.
Can I have your name, sir?
Sure. It's Bob.
But he really wants.
I'm coming back and killing Bob.
He does want nicer equipment.
So he's he says there's. There's other blacksmiths around here.
Must die.
But if you go to Cair Dinnaval, there's the
Brandon Shandir.
Excuse me.
And Kara.
What town are we in? How do you spell it?
Bryn Shandir.
Bryn Shandir.
B-R-E-N?
B-R-Y-N.
B-R-Y-N. S-H-A-N-D-E-R.
Look, she's just trying to live her little bit of life. Okay, sometimes it's squeaky.
Just give her the other half of the bowl.
You know, I'm
going to
come back a level lower than him. And
she's dead! You killed her!
She died. All right.
Just, I notated that. Come here. At level 9, I'm going to come back. Yeah.
Did you say that specifically to Smiter?
No, because that's not going to make sense, level 9. Like, I'm telling you guys.
That's fine. I just didn't know if you were like, I'm going to come back and kill
this
guy more.
No, I'm going to come back and kill him at level 9. When I'm level 9, I'm coming back.
I didn't know if this was like an in-game thing. Not saying level 9, obviously, but if you were like, I'm going to kill that fucking guy.
No, because I don't trust that he won't just blurt it out loud.
Someone's like, I agree.
Oh. Yeah, but there's other places you can buy better gear.
Okay.
Anyway.
All right, well, let's...
Good luck with that blade.
Is your dad a blacksmith?
Smiter says, can I buy that sword from you?
No. No. I mean, you could. I don't think you have enough gold, though.
How else is he going to intimidate women and children if he doesn't have that blade?
I only intimidate women that look like you.
So you only hit on women that look like men?
Intimidate. I said intimidate.
It's the same thing.
Still.
I'm saying you look like a woman.
That's great.
Anyway. Bye.
Talk bye.
Okay, see ya.
Could I have like a little bit of I'm going to say poison.
Oh my
maybe
God.
Do I have anything on my person I can like try to put in his drink just to give him
I mean, he's not in the inn.
He's not?
No, you guys
are
leaving. You're leaving.
It was out you're leaving.
Come here, you little bitch.
All right, so we start heading up.
North. Okay. So you guys are going to travel to which one?
Termaline.
Termaline? All right, so...
Termaline.
Termini Brothers.
So how are we going to go for this lead delivery?
I think we might as well. It's in the morning. We'll be there by like afternoon.
If we go up to Turlin, then we can do that, and then on our way back, we can then find a lid.
That is off. Yeah, so that is, if you look at the map here.
I remember you had north over here, but you had the other one to the right of that.
Yeah, but it's still farther north.
But we don't know where in transport it dropped, right?
Yeah. We don't know exactly where.
They didn't tell us where in transport they lost it.
No. But we assume it's going to be along a main road, because if they're on a sleigh, yeah.
Yeah, they're not going to do like a bird flight.
She said it was like towards Calvin's car.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right.
There's only so many roads in this place. And then you're kind of quickly off the beaten path.
What are you, roadmaster?
Just saying.
Jesus.
Are you an urban developer? Yeah, you don't know.
Cartographer.
Oh my god.
Smiter said, I don't think this is a very well-developed place. There's many roads.
How rude.
True.
Is he having a hard time walking through the snow?
Who?
Him.
Yeah, it's like up to his waist.
No, with the snowshoes, you can walk on top of it.
Oh, okay.
He's light enough that he doesn't penetrate the crust.
He's only like 50 pounds.
That's the whole deal. So what are you guys doing first?
We're going to head up to Trem.
We're going to see if the troop is there, and then we're going to check out that kobold issue.
And then get the ingots.
And then look for the ingots after that, yeah.
Let me see. Hold on.
There's just so much stuff.
So, because the Warforged are made creatures of, like, steel and whatnot, whatever they're fucking made of.
Uh-huh.
On the smaller side, Pius would be 275 pounds, and Smiter would be 410 pounds.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah,
those
big, yeah.
Big bitches.
Yeah, I mean, that's basically what it is.
Galvanized steel.
What did they do with steel?
Galvanize me, Daddy.
I'm galvanizing.
Ew.
I'm going to say that to my wife next time. You've been galvanized. What?
She doesn't know how lucky she is.
She's a lucky, lucky woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay. So, let me roll here. Oh my god!
Oh, right into the microphone, you fucking. Ah!
It's happening again.
Ah! Get out of here. Get out of here, you little fucking animal.
Is she dying?
I thought that was Cliff at first.
Don't vomit.
I thought that was Cliff at first.
He's got a hairball.
He's got one of his weed coughs going.
Let it out, boy. Let it out.
Jesus Christ.
All right.
This is what happened.
Okay.
It's been many hours since I smoked the weed, and now I'm coughing.
Is that what happens?
It's part of the
withdrawal
symptoms.
Right. If not withdrawal, it's the cilia in your throat start coming back. Same people that smoke,
it
dies. Oh, well, I'm saying that's why when people quit smoking,
what's it called? Cilia?
The cilia, the little, there's like little hair things that kind of try to push germs out.
I wonder if the tip of my mule could hit your cilia.
Oh, is that how you say that? I've seen that word so many times.
Wait, what?
Cilia?
Yeah. I don't know. It's got a P, doesn't it?
What?
No, S-C.
I think it's C something.
You thought it was like S-C-I-L-L-A.
I think it's S-C-I-L-L-A
or something
like that, yeah.
Yeah. It's not a great word.
I mean, it's a biological term, like, for cells, so all those words suck.
It's true.
All of them are hard to pronounce and even harder to spell.
Mm-hmm.
So you are...
They're all made up anyway. They're like, they're real small. You have to look through this glass to see. It's like, yeah, okay.
Yeah, what's in the glass?
How do I know that's not painted on the glass?
You're not fooling me.
Yeah.
Not this guy.
With your highfalutin words.
I know your deal.
Liars.
Burn them.
So as you're walking...
And we never rented the dog sled.
Bias is singing the song that the fish is singing.
Constantly, probably.
Bias, shut the fuck up.
Sorry. He's not never going to learn what fuck means.
Bias, look, it's a snowball. And I throw it in his face.
It just hits him in the face.
Good one.
Snowball.
He takes one, throws it in your face.
Ow!
It's like a Dumb and Dumber scene where he really
just fucking nails me. Ow, fuck!
You're a lot smaller, too.
God damn it!
You're 2 foot, you're throwing up.
So in the distance, you see a large fur-covered upright beast.
Mom?
With horns. You can't quite make it out because it's snowing lightly. I rolled. There was no blizzards. But it kind of looks in your direction, and it doesn't quite start heading over, but you look and it looks like it might start heading over.
It does one of those, like,
yeah.
Is it, and it's in our way.
No, you can avoid it.
Okay. I mean, Spider sort of like pushes Pius behind them. He's like, all right, why don't we go around a little bit.
You hear it roar, like, defensively.
And where is it in relation to us?
It's like 60 feet to your right.
Would any of us have recognized one of these things?
Roll a...
Pius says, is that a Yeti?
Roll a nature check.
What is it?
Whoever's got a good nature check.
Sorry, I was looking at the...
Pius has zero.
Well, who's the most intelligent? Probably
Clive the Wizard, right? Yeah.
What's the wizard's name again?
Sylvan.
Sylvan.
Sylvan Grassnut.
Sylvan, yeah. Plus three.
Ooh. Mr. knows about all things nature related.
I know everything. 10.
Ooh, pretty good.
Yeah, it's good. It's enough. You've heard enough. It's a Yeti.
Oh.
It's a Yeti. I know it's a Yeti. Oh.
And he goes,
why'd you say something?
It roars. It doesn't look like it's interested in attacking you guys, but it probably will if you, like, fucking just stand around gawking at it.
Okay, we
have... Pius says, do you think that's the same Yeti?
I was gonna say, so we have four quests. The Yeti is on
which I go, hold on a second. And I begin striding towards the Yeti.
Stop.
Jesus Christ. Okay, well...
I grab his cloak and pull him back. Oh, you stupid bitch.
Nope.
What?
You haven't given me an opportunity... You don't know why I'm striding towards it.
It doesn't care.
Alright. Smiter's like looking over like,
3.
So, hold on. So, you would be probably a good 10 feet in front of us, right?
Alright.
Because we're like, what should we do? I'm like, I don't know. And then you're like, doo-doo-doo. And where's your... Oh, you don't have a fucking gnome, do you?
You have to pick one of those.
Why don't you pick the one casting a spell?
That one's shooting a gun. It does look like cast a spell off.
Pius got a...
Where's my...
18?
Black one over there?
Oh, he got an 18.
Black what?
Yeah,
black
right there.
Marker?
Right over there.
Can you give that to me? Thank you. This one sucks.
Look at these awesome rolls to start this campaign off. 2 18s, baby!
Nice.
You think you're better than me?
Right, so Pius,
no, I do. So, Smiter first, then Pius.
Okay.
They both got 18s, but Smiter will always take the initiative.
Okay, the Yeti got an 8.
Maybe yeah. Sylvan's thing will be that everything's like Two-Face. Everything, that's 50-50, or every decision.
He's like Two-Face?
Yeah.
So I'm going to put Sylvan... G or SG for you.
Okay. Makes sense. Those are his initials.
Well, I because there's already an S. What'd you roll?
3.
Oh, man, that's not good. And which character are you?
Rain.
Okay, nine. R.
You want us to do max hit points, right? We're not rolling for hit points. I'm asking literally. Yes. Like, I assumed max hit points.
Yeah, I always do max hit points.
Even as we level up?
Yeah, that's what you get, yeah, Max. I'm not a dick, like some DMs.
I went to try it out. It worked out. You guys lived.
It was fine.
For the most part.
Yeah, luckily I didn't roll a 1. Where the highest wasn't 1.
I did make it a little easier by letting you roll 2.
Everyone lets you roll at least 2.
That's how you do it.
What did you get, Ray?
I made it easier by following the rules.
All right. Okay.
Where is this thing at?
It is, like I said, it was about 60 feet from you, so I
said... Where did the,
I guess you walked up 10 feet.
He's like 10 feet in front of us.
Yeah, so you're about 50 feet away from him.
You want to get a... Is it a large creature?
It is a large creature, yes.
There's just one.
Just one.
50 feet from, Rayan, right? Not Ryan.
Rayan.
Oh my god, not huge...
They're just large.
What do you want me to use for large?
No, I'm just saying you have to put it more in the 4.
Gotcha.
There you go.
I feel better now.
My anxiety just
shrunk in size.
My heart rate went down.
It was just some extra snow on him. It fell off.
He shook it off.
All right, it is Smiter's turn. So he's going to...
He'll move over a little bit, so you're not completely... Then he'll chuck
his javelin.
Okay.
Seeing that this is now a fight he has to get into. Oh, that probably does not hit.
Hold on, wait a second.
Would you like me to re-roll?
No, you're fine.
Oh, I would like you to re-roll. Oh,
thank God.
No.
Oh, much better. Much better. Oh, yeah. My God.
I won't allow it.
Aggregated.
Does a 7 hit?
No.
Okay. No, no, no. Pings next to the
hole. He doesn't have great AC.
He disappears into the snow. It's like, fuck.
He doesn't have great AC, but it's not that bad.
Yeah, yeah. Things don't usually have below 10.
Is my pencil over there?
It's I put it next to you. Because you had it off the...
Oh, thank you.
It was like on the floor.
There it goes. Thank you.
Okay.
This is our first fight.
It's your first fight?
Yeah.
So, it is now Pius' turn.
He is going to cast Spare the Dying on it. No, he's
not. Oh, that's weird.
That's weird.
No, he'll cast Toll the Dead.
Okay.
So it needs to make a Wisdom saving throw.
Super wise.
The wisest lady in the world.
No. Maybe it'd be the 13.
Okay, he did not.
2 points.
2 points of damage?
Yep.
I forgot how fun level one is. Yeah, 2 points.
All right. It is...
Pius says, I'm doing it.
Oh, Rayan's turn.
This is Pius.
So Rayan's... Actually, it's the ninja. Rayan's going to move up and then begin kind of...
Sexual dance?
Yes. An interpretive dance. Yeah.
He pulls out some ribbon from his pockets.
I begin to like kind of like flag it down, so to speak, like get its attention.
Uh-huh. You're beautiful.
And I begin conversing with it.
Oh, interesting.
Yes. So, in its native tongue.
Beak Yeti?
It looks confused and then starts talking back to you, like, and he's like, why are you with these other... how can you speak my language? And two, why are you with these other people?
I spent quite some time with Yetis when I was younger.
Oh.
And they didn't mean... They don't understand what's going on. But I saw you and I wanted to ask you if you had anything to do with a delivery of... was it iron ingots?
Yeah.
Iron ingots. That was disrupted and...
No, that wasn't me.
Do you...
I mean, I try and keep to myself. Your guy just started walking towards me.
No, I get
ambushed,
it.
But I didn't...
No. Yeah, I get that. But I didn't know without asking you if you happened to be the one, because you're the first Yeti we saw on our way to...
By the way, I kind of want to kill your friends because they attacked me. I
would like to try to persuade that you don't do that, and I'd like to explain that it was a complete misunderstanding.
Okay, I mean...
Pius turns to you, and he's like... They're saying weird things.
Yeah, I don't...
17.
I don't know this guy, and him being able to speak Yeti is not a good sign.
Yeah, you beat it. So he's okay. Like...
I was like...
He's like, all right, that's fine.
I'm sorry for the confusion. Yeah. I hand him one of my rations.
Oh.
You see like, Smiter pulling out his second javelin.
Calm down! Is he jerking it off?
He's pulling it from his... Whatever the fuck is... stuck! I'm stuck! I'm gonna oil!
My javelin's coming!
My javelin's coming. Oh no, it fired into the quiver.
Oops. This wasn't a javelin.
Yeah. It was an...
It's just the gnome like laying on his back just to get stroked. Like, just like,
But yeah, he nods to you and just walks away.
Okay. So, I make my way XP? Back to the trail. Yeah, level up.
By the way, there's no leveling. This
are
is
we doing milestones? This is
milestones.
That's bullshit.
What do I do this for if I'm not collecting?
Yeah, where's Sonic the ding dings? Where's the ding dings?
No ding dings.
I like adventures full of ding-dings!
So, you can... you can explain to them now, if you want.
Yeah, Smiter is definitely going to want an explanation.
The truth?
If you want. You can, I mean, you just...
No, outside of the game, like I'm asking you as the DM.
Yeah, I'm saying you can...
Oh, my secret was that I was the...
I didn't know you had a secret.
Littlest Yeti. So, essentially, I was... Oh, fucking mother. Well...
That's a secret.
Sorry, yeah.
Fucking mothers.
Yeah. Sorry, he likes to... I don't even know. So my secret was I was the littlest Yeti, which the blurb for it, I changed it a little bit, but I was raised by Yeti. I just said that I had spent time with them. Although I relied on my ferocious guardians for food and warmth, and never quite adapted to the cold, I speak Yeti and then have advantage on charisma checks made to influence Yeti or improve their attitudes. Hence why I was able to easily kind of calm things down, gave him a ration, and he's like, all right.
I'll Smiter says you grew up with these beasts?
I spent a lot of time with them. Yeah.
In this area?
A little bit of time.
Mm.
In this area. They helped me when no one else would.
I mean, that makes sense for your character, too.
Is this why you're such a dick to everybody?
Did your family abandon you with them?
No, I left my family. I couldn't stand the torment of my peers at the in the Warrens anymore.
Mm.
That's sad.
You know, I made my pact with. Actually, I'm not going to say that because you guys don't know anything about me now. So. I decided that it was time to move on, and that's it. That's all I want to talk about.
Move on.
I don't want to talk about it anymore.
I don't want to talk about it.
Shut up!
I go running down the trail.
Okay, that was the only encounter.
So that's my secret.
Pia says, so you're part Yeti.
That's not how that works.
Pius, I think you got it exactly.
What's Pius' intelligence?
10.
I was going to say cleric.
He's not dumb.
Yeah, no, he's smart enough, but
he's dumb enough. He's naive in the sense that he was very insulated. Gullible. In his growing up.
So
he was protected by Smiter.
He's like a white kid from the
summer. Like, you could tell that Smiter, like, pushes him behind him. He doesn't want him.
Are they brothers?
No, they're not brothers, necessarily.
What's their, like, relation? Like, they grow up together? Is one, like, a protector of the other?
Smiter says all four Warforged tend to grow up together.